USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate is expected to vote Tuesday on advancing a sweeping elections overhaul bill dubbed the For the People Act. It's a piece of legislation that has no support from Republicans and some Democrats, like West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, wary of supporting it. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said his party will give the bill no quarter.
They made abundantly clear that the real driving force behind S1 is a desire to rig the rules of American elections permanently in Democrats' favor. That's why the Senate will give this disastrous proposal no quarter.
And the president of the NCAA says he's committed to supporting name, image, and likeness benefits for student athletes after the Supreme Court ruled that the organization can't enforce limits on education-related benefits. The court ruling against the NCAA in a suit brought by a former athlete who argued that caps on education-related compensation violated federal antitrust laws. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.